This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Did you know that there is a right place for money? Money is meant to serve us. We are not meant to serve it, which is why money needs to know its place. These are the words of Kim Porchetta in her book, Midlife Money Makeover. The book aims to help you ensure that you make intelligent and purposeful decisions on how to use and hopefully save your money. I'm delighted to have Kim join me to tell me more. Kim, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Therese. Thanks very much for inviting me.
Kim, tell me why you wrote the book.
I had written a book called Retirement, all around retirement, 9 years ago. And I was seeing more and more people who were saying to me, why have you not started with us when we earlier? Why do you want to talk to us now in retirement? And if only we'd had a chance to get this all fixed up sooner, we'd be in a much better position. And that's why I wrote Midlife Money Makeover, because it's that lead up into retirement. And if we can start a little bit earlier, getting all the foundations right, it really helps set up our retirements to be much better also.
Your book is beautifully written and easy to read. It gives solid practical advice. What, though, motivates, I mean, money is essential to all our lives, and there's such weird thinking about it. And I wonder if you wouldn't mind exploring some of the thoughts that people have around money and why we have, in a way, an unhealthy relationship with it.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, well, we don't want to talk about it. It's probably the most taboo topic. We don't realize that we have a relationship with it in the first place. You know, these relationships that we have with money are formed when we're still children, and then they go to our subconscious. And we think, well, it's not one of those topics we want to bring up with people. It's not sociably accepted. But yet inside, we have got a whole lot of emotions that go with it. There's a whole lot of emotions that we have too much of it, and we're embarrassed because we've got too much, and we have too little, and we're embarrassed because we haven't looked after it properly. What we're showing the world, what we're saying. And what happens is we develop this complex relationship with it. And because we're not talking about it, it just gets more and more. So most of us, even in relationships, we don't talk with our partners about it. Sometimes it comes up when we're having a disagreement, we're pointing a few fingers at each other. And yet, it's just an enabler. It's a currency that we're exchanging. And if we could get to a point in our lives where we put it in that place, like I'm saying, like to be your servant, really, it works for you. And gave it some focus and intention and conversation, I think we could sort out a whole lot of these issues that we've picked up because we don't want to talk about it.
Kim, I think you're 100% right in that it isn't, and I never thought about it, that nobody talks about money. We don't. It's taboo. And I'd never thought about it until now, because it's something you take for granted. You either have, you don't, you have too much, you have too little. You want to give it, you want to take it, whatever it is. But it's like subconscious part that, I don't know, that it's always there, but it's never acknowledged.
But Cherise, we know about it through our whole life. Even when we're dying, we're planning it. We're planning it, like what our will's going to say, who we want to get what, if we're going to have a trust. But weirdly, as you're saying, you don't even think about that you have a relationship with it. And much of my work is just to get people to acknowledge they have a relationship with it. I've got a sentence I ask people, and I say, if you were sitting with a therapist and you were there with your money, what would you tell your therapist about your relationship? Would you say it was your friend? Was it your enemy? Because we should really come to terms with it, because there's not much we can do without it.
Yeah, you're right. What do people respond? How do people see money?
You know, again, it doesn't mean if you've got too much or you've got too little that you're friends or not friends with it. I am a certified financial planner. I work all day, every day with people around investing their money and all of that. But sometimes people have got a lot, but they still live in fear of losing it. Absolute fear. They don't want to do anything. They're checking what's happening to it. If it's got too little, if it's got too much. So yes, do you say that's a better relationship? And then I meet other people who are potentially overspending. I always say they're buying a lot to show a whole lot of people that they don't really care about, that they're successful. So they're impressing people with money that they don't have, that they don't really care about these people. So for all of us, until we just have these conversations and we go, actually, you know what, we do, and money is going to be there because we want to. We want to give it focus. We want to give it intention, and we want to really look after it. Because if we look after it, you know, we can have the freedom to choose. Because so many times we don't have the freedom to choose, even if we've got a lot, when we've put it in a place that we're so scared of it and we've got so much fear around it.
Sure. What excited me about your book, apart from the practicals, which we'll get to probably after the break, but before we go into the break, you worked with Professor Brené Brown, which really excites me because I am her biggest fan, I think maybe after you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, no, I'm a real groupie. I was fortunate enough that I applied to do her course on Dare to Lead. And I got to go to the States and I spent a week in Texas with her training us. It was the 1 year she offered training to everyone. And I got to be trained by her for a week. And then I've come back and I've been teaching her work through Dare to Lead, which is a leadership course. But what I've done in my book, because my focus is on people and their relationship with money, I brought her work into it because people feel a lot of shame about their money. They feel vulnerable about their money. So bringing her work into this whole money sphere for me just made total sense, because it just made total sense.
Okay, we're going to take a break now. And after the break, we're going to look at some of the practical things that you look at in your book.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherie Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
And I'm talking to Kim Potgieter, who is the author of Midlife Money Makeover, a book that aims to help you make intelligent choices. Kim, tell me some of the practical things that you deal with in the book.
So very much for me, the book was the way I wanted to structure it. I share, obviously, people that I've learned from. I also share South African stories. And I think many of the books we pick up have got so much focus on other countries, and our stories are unique, our situations are unique. So because I've been in this work for the last 17 years and I've got great clients, they all let me share their stories. So the book has actual stories of people that are like you and me, and how they've got better relationships with money, how they've got plans for their money, and how they've managed to find a way that money starts to work for them. So I use those stories, and then I give exercises, because you can't do this work without applying it to your own life. So the exercises are the vital part.
Tell me a little bit about some of those exercises.
So for instance, I ask the one question, and I always encourage people to do this with their spouses. Because I asked this question, what was your first relationship? What was your first memory of money, first I ask? And then people will come up with their memories. How does that memory affect your relationship with money now? And when you do that as a couple conversation, it's quite incredible to see how you've both come with a different history, a different relationship, and acknowledging each other's becomes vitally important in a whole lot of your planning. A second one that I think is really important that I do is, what is your outlook for midlife? So when I do the question, what would it look like if it turns out well? Often in a couple, each have a different story. And if you're on your own, it's quite a hard question sometimes to answer when you go, well, I know what I don't want, but I don't know what I do want. Because once we can articulate what we want, we can then work out what our money needs to do, how hard it needs to work, where we're going to get it from, how it's going to give us what we need. So those for me would be two exercises that I like to start people out with. And then obviously we go quite a lot deeper about it.
What I like about your book is that you look at options that you can also use with money. And the fact that you are a financial advisor means you understand a space that many people actually don't.
You know, I look at this all. I was going to be a psychologist. I studied psychology. I was going on to do my master's. But it was always because I wanted to help people with their relationship with money. And then I went one day, nobody goes to a psychologist to talk about their money. They go to a financial planner. And in my 30s, I restudied to become a financial planner so that I could have these conversations with people. So I've combined a bit of psychology, my financial planning through my certified financial planning. And then I've also brought in a lot of coaching work, because I do believe our role as financial planners is to be with people to support them. They've got to do all the work. They're the ones saving, they're the ones investing. So just working together. So the coaching work has really helped, because what that helps me do with my clients is gets them to do the work, because I can't do the work for them.
Oh, I've really enjoyed chatting to you, Kim. It's really opened my eyes. And your book certainly is easy to use, easy to read. It's actually fun, considering that it deals with such a serious topic. So if anybody would like to get it, what should they do? Or if they'd like to be in touch with you?
Well, I think the best is to come onto my website, kimportgitter.com. And on the website, you can order the book. It also comes with a beautiful journal in the journal are all the exercises, then you can do it. So come onto the website and then we deliver the book to you.
Thank you very much for joining me. That was Kim Portgitter, author of Midlife Money Makeover.